can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? Special bonus edition of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. You know, Big Homie JoJo.
Hello.
And of course, you see to my right, Big Homie Sean Brown. Give it up for Sean Brown in the building.
Gangsta.
Yeah, so what's that? Victory screen. We've been doing a whole bunch of SpongeBob puns on this show.
Facts.
As adults as we are, you know, you got to have a little kid spot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob, that nigga.
Facts.
Leif Erikson Day!
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
All right, we got to stop. We scaring the hoes. So, Sean, this is, of course, as you can see now, we're a little bit more unedited on this version of the program.
Fuck, shit, bitch!
Okay.
Yeah, Sean Brown, and I'm really getting rich.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But they don't know me, though.
Yeah. They don't know me.
They don't know me. They don't know me, so the project is already out.
It's just a single.
Oh, it's a single?
It's a single, yeah.
Do you got a name for the project?
We don't.
Okay.
Working on a project, and I got
it
more than enough
they
music.
Still don't know me.
No, that's the sequel.
The sequel, okay. The next.
This is the prologue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. We watched
it was Now I'm Hot, They All On Me.
That Yeah.
I thought that was a sequel.
That's what we're doing. That's
got
we're doing.
You. Okay, yeah, cool. Well, shit, let's get toxic, man.
Give me my credits for that, too.
I got you.
Nah, she gonna want a verse.
She gonna want a verse.
You so funny.
She gonna want a verse.
Mm-hmm. Put me on that hoe.
Say less.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. It's about time for niggas to start bringing back interludes on their album. Skits.
Who stopped interludes?
No, Brent Faiyaz has skits all through his album that he just dropped.
We talking about right now.
We talking about what most major projects do not have skits interludes no more.
I don't know. Kanye, he the king of those.
When the last time Kanye had one?
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Donda, I listened to Donda.
Donda like 67 times on a song to me is an interlude.
Repeated the name. That was a skit, but
that's an interlude.
I'm still.
That's two already. I'm still trying to tell you that it's over with.
I'm still trying to figure out if that's a curse or not.
No facts.
I don't know.
I woke up like.
I think it was creative. It was the heartbeat. It was like they did it to the heartbeat.
She trying to channel some shit.
Okay.
You say Donda five times in a mirror.
It's like Candyman.
You might blow
Let
up.
Me shut up. Let me shut up. Let me shut up. Let me shut
I
up.
I just saw that movie, as a matter of fact.
Let me shut up. You just saw what? Candyman?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
You like it?
Shit was mid.
It was?
You seen it?
I ain't like it. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen Nope?
I ain't.
Don't.
Nope. You said don't watch it?
Don't watch it. Shit awful.
Is it?
Worst movie of the summer.
Dang.
Worst movie of the summer. Y'all need to go see Honk for Jesus with Regina King.
You said that was a... what you say? That it was...
You can't diss a movie about Jesus.
But it wasn't about Jesus. I loved it.
Oh, you did?
I liked it. It was a mockumentary. So, like, you know, like when real shit be happening and they might... you know, like...
Like Scary Movie?
Yes.
But
all right, No. Not Scary Movie. What was the shit Scary Movie was based off of? Blair Witch Project, but like scary. I mean, not scary, but comedy.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, like they was running around with the camera.
No, pretend like they know yeah, what gotcha. Blair Witch Project is.
But let's get into the toxic topic because we got some toxic shit to talk about.
Oh, okay, Lord. What you got?
You the toxic motherfucker?
Wow. Thanks. What, you want me to ask what I asked earlier?
Nah.
She embraces it.
She, because it's her idea.
What, the toxic topic?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I do get a little toxic. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's toxic if you're in a relationship and say, like, someone asks you out, but they ask you out, like, not on some trying to holler at you type thing, but on some, like, they just want to take you out? They ain't really, like, came at you like, I like you.
You mean like a coworker or some shit?
Yeah, like, let's go to lunch. Like, hey, let's go to lunch, you know. You don't know what they own. Like, they ain't never tried you, but they like, hey, let's go to lunch. Are you supposed to immediately be like, hell no, I got a nigga, or I got a girl, or are you supposed to be like, all right, yeah. And then you just go on some friendly shit.
Because you never know what that person's intentions are.
So you're not even supposed to open the door.
Mm-mm. So you're not even supposed to
entertain.
Your number shouldn't even get exchanged.
But what if that's your coworker?
You know, hold on. I'm glad you
said. What if somebody you can do business with? What if it's a business person?
Bring your dude.
Yeah.
To lunch?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Because that'll ruin it. Because what if he really actually likes me?
Exactly. Come Come on, man.
I'm saying, like, what if he do like me? And, like,
Meek, you hear this shit, man?
So you're saying, what if the opportunity comes because of his interest?
Yeah.
Which usually happens. That's why we try to put y'all on game before you end up in a situation.
But what if you ain't putting... Okay, what if she can handle herself? What if it's like, say, I don't know, this guy, he's in the radio industry, and he's like a plug to the Breakfast Club or some shit, right? And he like, oh, you know, I could get you in over there or whatever. I know the people. Like, yeah, let's talk about it. Like, meet me at lunch. We can discuss it, whatever.
Whole time, I mean, he don't know the people.
But you just changed the whole narrative of the question.
No, I didn't.
Based on your industry and somebody that's going to elevate you, can you use your charm to elevate yourself? Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know somebody doing business, but you asked for me to bring my man. Why the fuck would I bring my man? I don't know if this man like me or not.
Nah, it's up to him to be securing himself to know that you're going to be able to use your charm to elevate
yourself. But you
got to
tell him, I met this guy.
Okay,
whatever,
but
so
y'all both got to know. But y'all both got to know what the play is.
Yeah.
Who is both?
You and your dude.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You got to tell him, like, I'm going to lunch with Buddy.
And I feel like now in that scenario, I'd be cool with it. Because it's going to be something that elevate both of us. If you can get into a higher spot, shit. It worked out.
But you see how selfish you sound?
What you mean?
Because you're talking about it can elevate. See, yeah, go. Because it can elevate both of us. We ain't talking about you.
I was just about to say that.
We not talking about you. That's all you care about.
But whatever elevates me, elevates you too.
But I see what you're saying, though. It makes sense. Because essentially, he supports you, so he wants you to do better.
I want you to win, because if you win, we win.
But your mindset going into it is some bullshit.
What you mean?
Because you just said, if it can elevate you, it can elevate you. It can elevate me too, so hell yeah, no, shit.
I said I'm going to win too.
Like, what the fuck?
Why can't I be happy to win?
I'm just saying, like, you can.
Because if I win, you win. If you win, I win.
You feel like y'all a team.
Yeah, we a team. We a unit.
Ain't no damn team. Fuck you.
We want to know right now.
Crazy. Ran a pick six back for a touchdown. Your ass want to keep the ball.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she want to go trade teams.
Oh, damn.
LeBron James.
If she trade teams.
LeBron James. Call me LeBron.
Like, damn.
I can't wait to hop to a different team.
She out here point shaving.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. But I read the scenario online, and I want y'all's opinion on it. Like, if you are out, right? You say you out in the club, you out wherever you at, and like somebody the opposite sex, they shoot their shot at you and they want your contact info, but you give them your Instagram instead. Is the Instagram now as bad as giving out your number?
It's worse.
What do you mean?
Like if a shorty gets your Instagram instead of your number, you let's say, nah, you can't get my number, but I give you my Instagram.
Oh, that's a curve.
Is it though?
I think it's worse though. Because like instead of you hit, like one thing about it, it's better for a man to get my Instagram because I would rather, like, respond on Instagram than I do on my actual phone because
it's just personal.
Huh?
Well, your Instagram, how you respond on Instagram?
I don't either, but follow me, the fuck? I'm not going to sit here and keep you to not follow me, but I say it's worse because now you can see me every day and lust over me and shit and really be on that, like, rather than say you meet me. Say, for instance, you meet me, I give you my number, and I never hit you up again. Mm. Boom. It's over with. But I give you my Instagram.
But that's more of a curve, though.
But I give you my Instagram, and you on my Instagram. Now you see me all the time, so now you're going to be lusting even more because now you see me every damn day.
Why do you think the phone number is more of a curve?
You say giving somebody your phone number is a curve?
More than Instagram.
I feel like both. I like both. Like, if I'm actually interested, I want both. I want to see what you got going on. If I see an OnlyFans in your bio, I need to know that. Your phone number ain't going to tell me that.
Facts.
And it's over with. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the Instagram is like a resume nowadays. I need to see what the hell you got going on.
I think some dudes actually will ask for your Instagram because they know that you're going to give it to them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to ask you for the number because they like, it's a chance she say no.
Yeah.
But I know she want this follow. Mm-hmm. I know she's trying to get her followers up, so let me get your Instagram. Then you send a DM like, shit, what's your number? Eventually. Mm-hmm. Don't do that shit off rip.
It's a long game.
I be letting shit marinate too. Like,
yeah.
I might
niggas ain't slick.
Check to see how you are on Instagram for a while before I even entertain you.
Yeah, because you gotta see somebody's thought process. I remember I did see somebody's thought process on social media after I had already like got their number. Like,
bitch, you slow.
That shit might get you up out of there.
you slow.
You kinda stupid. For real.
Bitch, did you just burn ramen noodles? How the fuck did you do that?
Like, oh, this motherfucker a witch. Hold on. Wait a minute.
This bitch got crystals.
This bitch out here burning sage. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Like,
I feel like that, though. I'm not going to... But if me, if I'm approaching a man, though, I'm not going to ask for his Instagram. I'm going to ask for his number. If I'm trying to holler at him, I'm going to ask for his number. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I'm going to ask for his Instagram to see what he got going on. Mm-hmm. But I can see how dudes, they'll ask for the Instagram, which they should. Ask for the Instagram first, because most of the time, she not going to not give it to you. She want that follow.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Even if you do slide in her DM, she don't give a fuck. She'll leave that bitch in there with the rest of the unseen ones.
Nah, but there might be a chance.
It might be.
It might be a chance.
I mean,
if she follow you back, she gonna know.
She ain't following you back. But if you got some motion on your page, though, she gonna follow. Well, I don't know.
Sometimes they gotta see the motion. Like, say, if you run into a motherfucker like at like Publix or some shit, like, you really not looking like you do what you do at Publix when you out and about. Just, you know, you ran out for a quick second.
That happened to me yesterday, actually. This dude, I was, I had the worst hangover yesterday, bro. I had the worst fucking hangover. Couldn't get out the bed. The only time I got out the bed is when I had to go to the gas station to get me some BC, a Sprite,
burst
and a Gatorade.
What, huh?
No, like goody powder. Like the shit for headaches. It was so bad. And I looked crazy. I know I did. I looked a fucking mess. And a dude walked up to my car and was like, can I get your Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even look at him in the face because I knew I was fucked up. I'm like,
it's easier for y'all, though.
I'm like, yeah, sure. I gave it to him. And he got in the car and left. And I'm like, niggas just be doing anything because I look like shit. But he probably wanted to see what shorty talking about.
It's easier for y'all. Y'all don't have to put it together like we do.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and y'all be too thirsty too. Always hunting, praying on bitches, just waiting. I seen a nigga sitting in the car when I pulled up, and he ain't leave until after I came out. So he's just sitting there waiting for me to get out.
So what do you like more? What do you feel like most females like more? Niggas who chase or just chill?
Niggas that chase. These days, niggas don't chase. I do more chasing than niggas.
Yeah.
And that's not how it goes. It's not supposed to be like that. It's not.
Didn't she just say niggas was thirsty?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, like, what's the fine line between...
It's the difference between, like, being thirsty and, like, being persistent going after a woman. It's, like, it's different. Thirsty is when you, like, all in my DMs, oh, my God, you fine as fuck. Like, I can't wait to get a chance to get with you. And, oh, my God, your booty looking good. Like, that's thirsty. And then also thirsty is the amount of times that you do that with the women that you do it with. So, if it's just me... Okay, it's different. But if you doing that same shit to like 50 different bitches in their DMs or I'm scrolling on Instagram and you
that's
under
thirsty?
Bitches and you under bitches' comments and shit, lusting after them and shit, you thirsty. Like, don't nobody want no nigga that's just sitting there lusting after every woman. That's thirsty
as
fuck.
Nah, women want niggas to be lonely as fuck until they decide to fuck with them. That's what that shit sounds like.
No, they don't want them to be lonely.
I can't have a roster of bitches.
You can have a roster, but you ain't got to be all up in their comments, heart-eyeing and drool faces and DMing like 70 bitches. That's just doing too much. Relax. You thirsty. You just waiting for one of them bitches to bite. Like, and that's just you hunting. And
boy, don't do that though. He too playable, isn't it?
Kodak do that.
He don't do that.
Yes, he do.
Do you?
Yes. Look at him.
I did do that one time, but it wasn't like with multiple bitches. It was like one.
Yeah, well, did you hit?
Nah, I lost out on the coochie.
Yeah, because you're too thirsty.
That was Wait. So, because you see me on the one bitch pic, because I told you what I do. I told you how I tell a bitch she look good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you that motherfucker. I'm not going to be in the comments. And I'm not going to be posting no crazy shit in nobody's comments. Because I don't want motherfuckers looking at me like that. I'm going to put a fire emoji or I'm going to put the exclamation point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do no extra shit. Like, niggas be putting it. I feel like you a...
Like this. Check this out.
You a down badass nigga.
You think he ever gonna get a chance? Show Sean.
Oh, wow.
Scroll.
I heard it and seen it.
Scroll.
This nigga talking to himself.
Scroll. Just here.
Nah, fuck with it. This nigga, wow.
Women do that too, though.
I bet. They thirsty. They, you never gonna get a chance like that. Now I'm scared.
Wow.
Now I'm scared.
Mind you, this shit just started.
That nigga love you.
And he comments on pictures too. I had a nigga send me an email.
That's crazy.
I swear he did. I'm sending you, and the email said, I'm sending you an email because I know your DM's full. I know you're going to get this one. You a businesswoman. I know you're going
to
see this.
And then he wanted to.
I said, damn, that was creative.
Smooth, though.
It was. Then I was his Instagram, and he was like, not my type. I'm just saying, not my type. So I let it go.
This nigga really
caught your attention.
He did. He caught my attention when he sent me that shit. I'm like, damn, a nigga sent me an email. Talking about, yeah, I know your DM's full, but
We sliding the emails now. We ain't even.
Yeah, because I got my email in my bio. So,
everybody do that. Smart
so that man just said, I'm finna just email this bitch.
Yeah,
I was like, damn.
He making good in the email. Let's see what happens.
Facts. Yeah.
What? So, all right. So, we was talking about being thirsty and shit. What do you consider applying pressure?
Applying pressure would be, I would say, checking on her every other day. You know, hey, how are you? How was your day? Type of shit. Like, don't ever be on some shit like...
Because there's a thin line between applying pressure and a nigga just being doing the most.
I'm saying, like... let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be thirsty. Don't be like, every time you talk to her, you talk about the way she looks. Who gives a fuck?
She okay? know.
Like, she might not know. Who gives a fuck? But if you care about that so much, we ain't really giving a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? So, check to see how I'm doing. You know... what I got going on, or compliment what I'm doing, like, oh, I see you doing your thing, you know, you're on 105 through the B, you out here working, that's what's up. Like, be on some shit like that. Like, after a while, you know, I'm trying to link up with you, maybe I could take you out to eat or something like that. That's it. Don't say none about how the fuck she looked. Don't say she looked good as hell last night, her ass looked fat in that dress. Just don't be on that, because that's like on some, like, we gonna talk about you to our friends. Boy, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out my DMs. Like, we see shit like that all day, every day. We ain't trying to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck? Now when you all, only thing you commenting on is the way that I look, that's immediately giving me you wanna fuck me vibes. Even if that is what you own. Even if that is what you own.
Crazy lady.
Don't let that girl know that by just commenting on her ass or how she look and shit.
Women be like, oh, we want a nigga to be honest. We want a nigga to be up front. He'll be up front. You see
don't
what happens.
Don't be up. But if you really trying to go and
that'll
play
that
long game.
Time, though,
it would save everybody some time. You know, because you might want to fuck too. Y'all okay. be acting like y'all don't like sex.
Nah, she ain't say that.
It's
but
not
I'm saying,
even that.
You know, she might be on it or not. If you go ahead and tell a motherfucker what you on, y'all can stop wasting each other's time right there.
Yeah.
If you slide in her DMs and say, I want to fuck you, she going to block you.
Well, yeah, because that's rude.
I disagree.
She's going to block you.
Strong disagree.
Now,
that must work for you.
I ain't never did it, but
well,
I could.
Well, I will say this. You got to know the type of nigga you are and the type of bitch you approaching.
Yeah.
Okay? Look yourself in the mirror and be like, can I ask this? Can I tell this bitch
it
I want to fuck
you? It got to add up.
Future can slide into bitch DMs and say, damn,
you know
I want to fuck.
You know
what I'm saying? And a bitch would be like, shit, I want to fuck you.
She probably going to think that message fake.
That shit still might be 50-50.
Now, you slide into bitch DMs
and say
you want to fuck, she going to get scared.
I think that shit still might be 50-50 even with Future. Because she going to be thirsty and screenshot it and send it to the shade room.
But that's where it goes. Yeah.
I mean, he not going to care, but shit, she going to lose out because she was thirsty.
Yeah, he going to hit her with I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah.
If he cares, if he cares enough. But then again, like I said, that goes to the type of woman that you approaching. Like, you know, if you in that bitch tax bracket or in that bitch whatever bracket.
Social circle.
Yeah, like, you know, like.
Because the nigga don't got to be in her tax bracket to beat.
No. And I think, like. Women, you know, we got it easy. Like, I know for a fact I could probably slide in a nigga DMs and be like, I'm trying to fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Y'all got way, way better chance.
But then again, that can also go wrong because a nigga probably be like, bitch.
You trying to set me up.
No, not even that. Like, ain't nobody trying to. Who's trying to fuck you? Like, what other niggas you done slid in? You a hoe. Like, you a hoe. This girl probably ain't never told nobody that in her life, but she like, fuck it, I'm just going to tell this nigga
me.
Straight up.
It'll
right.
Scared.
Exactly.
And not for that reason. I'm thinking this bitch about to ride me.
Nah, I ain't.
You a setup.
I'm thinking about sick dick.
I would say, like, she probably shouldn't slide in the DMs like I'm trying to fuck. I think a girl sliding in the DM in general with a certain dude is like, if she sliding your DMs, like, she already see herself fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if she be like, hey, what's up? Or if she just likes a picture. It don't matter. You got her attention in some way, shape, or form. So she not finna not hit you up if she not trying to fuck eventually. Not saying that as soon as y'all link up, she finna give you some. Mm-hmm. But she might be like, damn, like, this nigga, he got everything I want. Shit, I'm trying to see what's up. And slide in his DMs and be like, what's up?
You know what's crazy? Somebody slid on me this weekend from, like, I promise you, like, 10 years ago.
Like, in person?
Nah, I was on Tinder.
You on Tinder?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder.
What is nigga here?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder. I just kept the app. I'm single.
Elaborate, bro, please.
Who cares if you single? Why you gotta go on Tinder? That's
I'm not on Tinder, but you
I
know.
I think that's nasty.
Somebody DM'd you on Tinder.
I think that that's nasty. I think that if you are on Tinder or you on matchmaker.com, christianmingle.com, you nasty.
Christian Mingle?
Yes.
What's nasty about the Tinders and shit?
I just think that you just really trying to see somebody. You just trying to fuck somebody on there. It's a fucking app. It's like everybody on there looking for somebody and you trying to fuck. So it gives, it gives like disgusting.
Nah, you jaded.
It just gives disgusting.
You're jaded.
People be finding their husbands on there though and wives.
I'm white not, people.
I'm not looking for no
motherfucking
wife. I can
confirm or deny those allegations.
I'm going to fucking say it.
I'm not looking for no wife on Tinder.
I know. You looking to smash. That's why I said it's disgusting.
Oh, damn, never mind.
How that shit work, man? This shit.
All right, so Tinder, you see a chick, you goddamn swipe right or swipe left. You swipe left, it's over with for. You swipe right, goddamn, you gotta wait for her to swipe right on you for y'all to get a match. So, somebody who I known for like a long ass time ago, we had matched. And I'm like, damn, you still want like?
Let me see your Tinder profile picture. I gotta see what the fuck this shit time. I gotta see what bitches is swiping right on you.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I gotta see it.
Boy.
My shit hard. Wait
Let me see. Exactly. Let me see.
Never mind.
No, shirt on. Let me see it.
You got the shirt out on.
Nah.
Let me see it. No, Kodak,
let me
see it.
No, hell nah.
Let me see
that
it.
That is it for this episode.
Pull it up. We can't close out. You ain't gonna
see it. You can't be no fake nigga like that. Let me see.
I'm about to delete that.
No, let me see. Show me. Show me.
Find his head. Don't they show
Kodak,
you locations?
Just don't try to check. Boy.
Let me see it,
bro. That's some catfish shit.
How's it catfish?
Because you ain't even showing your face.
I got.
And you really giving more of like what you do. So you really trying to catfish bitches.
I'm not catfishing.
Let me see the damn picture.
These are my, These are my Tinder pics.
Aw.
That ain't bad.
Cute
though.
Pictures.
It's not bad.
Aw, Kodak, look at you looking all cute.
Shut you the fuck shirt up. All oiled up and shit.
Okay.
Nah, catch me in the ear. I'm be tatted
you
up.
You can tell you a big lover boy on
here. Yeah, oh, I'm not hiding.
Swipe right on him, ladies, on Tinder.
Yeah.
He got the right pics on there.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, that's what's up.
Fuck you.
They trying to see what that big boy talking about.
She trying to put you in the game.
That's what's up.
Nah, she talking shit.
I'm for real.
Whatever.
How that shit why? Like, is it just like...
What the
God
hell?
Damn. That man got a loose back.
He said loose back.
Loose back, boy. I'm talking about his back.
It give you who in your location radius.
You can set your radius. But since the pandemic, I think they changed some shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm scarred from...
I'm Australia.
I'm scarred from that shit. I was in a relationship with someone.
And this nigga had a whole Tinder. That's why she hate Tinder.
He had everything. He had Tinder, Bumble, ChristianMingle.com, Black Planet. He had all types of shit on there. And I was just like, nigga, we in a relationship. Like, what the fuck? I'm talking about swiping. This nigga was swiping every motherfucking thing. I'm talking about to a point where it was this one girl on there. I was just like, oh, you're nasty. He had like this really, really skinny white girl. She had these big ass titties probably up to here.
Mess.
Lips like this, tatted all over her face and shit.
Oh.
I was just like, bro, you
a sicko.
You're fucking sick. That's some sick ass shit. So you know what I did? I made a fake ass profile while I was there. And because we was in a different state. And I made a fake ass profile to see if we matched. I was trying to get that nigga to match. And my patience just, I ain't have enough patience. So when that nigga woke up, I beat his ass. I couldn't wait any longer.
Okay.
So.
I fuck with that. I like the end of that story.
I did. I'm a fighter. I fight my niggas. I will fight my niggas. I don't give a fuck. I'm laying my hands on
him. And she beat his ass.
Krishan Rock style. Please don't play with me. I will beat the fuck out you.
All right, little tooth.
But that's only if you try me. You know what I'm saying? If you try me, I'm going to go to Puerto Rican. I will beat the hell out you. I'm telling you. It's to the point like...
I feel like you're a lover girl. I don't know.
I am, though. But if you take me there, you're going to take me there. It got to the point to where like he'll say something and I'll be like, what? And he'll be like, he be ready to like, hold on, let me hold your hands.
This
like,
man scarred.
Because I know you finna be on some bullshit. I'll do this, and he be like.
Oh, you're not, he was a hoe.
No, he just too big. He not like, you know, big like Kodak, but he big.
Okay.
But like, he's like 6'6". He just real big. He can't put his hands on me. It'd be over with for me if he did. So, but yeah, try me if you want to. Beat the hell out you. That's one thing men don't understand. Like, don't This is what ticks a woman off. A woman don't want to put her hands on you. Like, because I know these days, like, a lot of women, they swinging on their niggas because they be pissing them off. And one of the main reasons why they do that is because you think that bitch is slow. You think the bitch retarded, and you try to lie, and your lie be dumb as hell. And she like, do you think I'm fucking stupid?
That shit ain't
now
just
you,
us.
Now you trying me. Now I'm finna have to go upside your shit.
That shit ain't us.
Well, bitches be lying.
Y'all be worse than us in a lot of ways. I'm talking about super sneaky, like have a nigga looking dumb. You be to introduce your nigga to a nigga you fucking with.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
What?
That type of
you
shit.
You done that before?
You,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying?
I gotta keep the peace.
We be trying so hard to hide shit.
Yeah, nah.
So of course we gonna fake kick it like you slow.
Niggas will stop going to their favorite spot just not to have y'all.
We smell it. We just smell it. Like,
look,
I can't go to Juicy Crab no more.
You just smell it.
Cause I know this bitch always in there.
They be on the kids' football coaches and shit.
I ain't on no kid football coach. I'm going for the NFL.
It's not
coach.
A fact. I'm just giving examples.
NFL coach.
They be on some shit that's in your face.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Be in your face though. Cause they'll be on your favorite athlete too.
Facts.
The nigga on your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I dealt with a nigga before and he was playing and dude watching him and he couldn't even watch him.
He mugging me the whole time.
He watching it like. Stupid bitch. I gotta watch this nigga play and cheer for him and shit. And you fucking with him. I slap shit out you. And I just be like,
nigga is hard though, ain't he? He hard too.
I mean, I told you stop fucking with me.
We both got our vices, man. Women and men, but
I think women do lie a lot. And we are more sneaky.
A fuck ton of a lot.
Like we are more sneaky. But then again, that goes back to stop trying us. Like we can't help it. It's in us to get our lick back. Like, because we just be trying to prove a point. Stop fucking playing with me. Because the way you just did me, nigga, if I do some shit to you, your ass gonna be crying. Like, you ain't gonna know how to, you not gonna know how to handle it. Like, you go out here and you fuck seven bitches, and I find out you fuck seven bitches, and I go out the country with this one nigga, and he buy me like seven bags, and I come back, you gonna be sick as fuck. I ain't even fucked the nigga, but you just so hurt that I went out the country doing some shit that you probably can't do, came back with all these bags, I ain't had to do shit, now you sick.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna tell you, keep that nigga around. That's a good nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I ain't gonna be mad at that at all. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Depending on the nigga you're dealing with.
If you really care about this woman, I don't know about that.
I care about her happiness too, and I can never give you that.
Then you gotta leave.
I gotta give you that.
You just gotta leave then. Wait, let her do her thing.
Yup.
So you gonna let the rich dude have her?
You fucking right. It's not about being rich. It's more so like I may have the money to do that, but don't want to, and he want to. So that's what she want. Yeah, if I see somebody that's gonna give you more of what you want than I am, shit, go ahead.
Yeah,
not saying I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? But it's just.
But you gotta understand though that sometimes, like in that relationship, if she goes out and do something, she not doing it because you not necessarily because you're not doing it. You probably just did something to piss her off.
Oh, yeah,
but then
sure.
Again, sometimes she might do it because you're not doing it. Because I do feel like a lot of women go and try to like fill in what her nigga not doing. Now, say for instance, my nigga got all this money. He got all this money, and all I want is a fucking pair of shoes. And you cannot give me a pair of shoes.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah.
I'm gonna be pissed off about that. Like, why you can't give me a pair of shoes, nigga? Like, and you doing whatever, and I see you getting shoes and going out and doing all this other shit.
Well, he don't really give
a fuck
about you.
Then guess what? Well, then I'm going to go out and get these shoes that I wanted. And when I pull up with them, don't say shit to me about it or where I got them from.
Understandable.
Shout out to the women with the good jobs to get their own shoes. But,
that's
the bonus episode of the Big Homie's House. We had the homie Sean Brown in the building.
Man, thank y'all for having me.
Big homie JoJo.
Yep.
And we...